Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today, Friday the 15th of January, 2010. Very exciting day. As per usual, we are throwing some knowledge at you. Today we're talking about alcohol, its effects on you,
booze,
and how you can avoid, well, you can still drink and avoid getting fat. Yeah. And how, what times to drink, when to drink, etc., etc., and all that. Oh, Tyler.
That was bad.
Tyler just got home from work, and he was taking off his work socks, threw them into his room, and they landed on his bananas, which sounds kind of dirty.
But bananas have a very large peel, thus not affecting them.
Very true. Very true. I meant dirty sexually.
Oh.
His socks landed on his bananas. Oh. Something about that just sounds wrong.
It does sound a little bit odd.
Yeah. So, exciting news. We just had our first start training meeting, which is for the half marathon that I'm leading.
Okay.
So very excited about that. The facilitator says that I have one of the largest groups in the Bay Area.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's kind of exciting. It's going to be like 20, 25 people who are running it in my group. And then there's a whole bunch of other people in different groups running in San Francisco, Oakland, all that. So if you're in the area and you're looking to get started with a half marathon, we start training, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. And yeah, should be a really good time.
Is it every Saturday? Is it?
Yeah, so the way it's going to work out is we up the mileage by 1 mile every week. So we start with a mile. Then this next Saturday, we do two, then three, then four, then five, then six, then five, then six, then seven, then eight, then nine. Then 10, then 9, then 10, 11, 12. Oh. Rest week, then we run. And then between those Saturday runs, we're also encouraging, we have a running schedule for people, so they'll do shorter distance runs, and then we have long runs on the weekend together.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, so it should be a really good time. I'm excited about it. And, you know, it's for a good cause. We're raising money for the American Heart Association, help stop heart attacks, strokes, etc., etc.
Good association.
Very good one. So, if you guys want to donate and you're not in the area, I'll put a link up on our website because I have a very large goal, being that I'm the leader. I have to raise quite a bit of money. Wow. I think it's $1,000 for my team. So, I'll put the link up there.
Sounds good.
So, let's jump into alcohol. I have a article. I think this was from, I got it on the Associated Press, right?
Okay.
And the headline is, "There's Trouble Brewing, Guys."
Oh, so clever.
Yep. The byline is, this is from Bavaria. Byline, Bavarian men might want to rethink their annual Oktoberfest revels in light of a new study.
Okay.
You have to hope that this study is flawed, but the evidence seems irrefutable. Several months ago, scientists at Europe's annual health reproduction conference suggested that the results of a recent analysis revealed the presence of female hormones in beer, and suggested that men should take a look at their beer consumption. The theory is that drinking beer turns men into women. To test the theory, 100 men were each fed 6 pints of beer within a 1 hour period. It was then observed that 100% of the men gained weight, talked excessively without making sense, became overly emotional, couldn't drive, failed to think rationally, argued over nothing, had to sit down while urinating, couldn't perform sexually, and refused to apologize when wrong. No further testing is planned.
That is great.
I thought that was a fun way to kick off this discussion. Obviously a joke, but there are some negative effects that come with alcohol. So Tyler's going to give us an overview of a little bit of the calories involved with alcohol, and then I'm going to talk about how it affects your metabolism and all of that good stuff.
Spectacular. So first off, let's start, since we were talking about beer, we'll go straight to beer.
Right.
On average, I mean, they now have, I think it's 64 right. calorie beer, which I've never like tasted. Water. I'm literally sure that, I know this is graphic, my piss would probably taste better.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm sure that that just tastes awful. So there's that, but on average, your normal beer is about 160 calories. Of your lighter beer.
Right.
Your the darker the beer, the higher the calories.
With the exception of Guinness. Guinness is in the 180s.
Yes, Guinness has a weird, like, an, I don't know how they do that.
Their gram profile.
Is it that
way? Yeah.
Okay.
Since I brew beer, I kind of...
You know more about the how it's
the process,
made.
Right.
So, but as you go, I've heard as deep as 300
mm-hmm.
calories.
That's like a big, like, the more grains that they use, the higher alcohol percentage, the more... calories that are going to be
so
present.
The beer, basically a beer in itself, is what I try and make a snack.
Right.
Think about it that way in logic. Then you have your hard alcohols. Basically, oh, I didn't look up wine because I don't like wine.
Yeah,
Tyler, I didn't look up wine.
Tyler has a
I don't even care.
Allergy to wine. Like we talked about the other day, his girlfriend
yeah, I
made
almost
wine,
died
wine
the other
stew.
Day. Yeah, and I didn't even look for it. I think it's in the 100.
Right.
Well, I'll say it's in the low hundreds.
Depending on the glass of
mattering how wine. Much you drink, too. But in hard alcohol, a shot of hard alcohol, and that's anything from tequila to vodka, rum, all those, is about 70 calories. That's for one shot.
Yeah, so wine, I just pulled it up. Wine, yeah, is about anywhere from 90 to 150 calories.
Uh-huh. Sorry, for some reason I just started yawning.
Oh, tragic.
So yeah, it's about 70 calories for hard alcohol.
Okay.
But a lot of people don't think about how much shots are in mixed drinks.
Okay.
That's where people get the most calories, is in your mixed drinks.
Right.
Your Mai Tais, your Long Island, your fruity cocktails of any kind.
Right.
They are laced with sugar.
Old Cuban. Your old Sazerac.
Those ones, yes. And so in that, you're getting a lot of sugars and a lot of alcohol.
Right.
Which thus then leads to fat. Let's see. I've said a lot.
That's okay.
I noticed that.
Take it out.
Basically, you're going to be getting anywhere from 3 to, I've heard of like 650 calories in some mixed drinks.
What, say that again?
300 to 600.
Oh, wow.
If not more. Like, you can gain a lot from mixed drinks.
Huh.
And
that's intense.
It's because of the sugar content.
Okay.
Of, like, grenadine, the sweet and sour mixes, the...
All the junk.
The bitters.
The tonic, actually. Because tonic's no longer...
The Coca-Colas
yeah.
and stuff like that.
Tonic, they don't make it like they used to. It's now pretty much sugar water with quinine in it.
So yeah.
It's not like this health drink it used to be.
So there's lots of... Those hidden additives are what makes them really, really caloric.
Right. And on top of that, when you drink alcohol, kind of segueing in, alcohol halts your fat metabolism.
Yes.
So, when you drink alcohol, our body cannot process the calories out of it right away. So, that's why it stresses your liver out, because your liver has to take it and convert it to something that we can process. So, when you have a drink, it goes through your liver, and your body produces what's called acetate. And acetate shuts down fat metabolism, 100%. So, because acetate can't be stored, really... So some of the alcohol gets converted to fat or into stores or will be used right away to move around, etc. But acetate, it has to be used before you use your carbohydrates or your fats as energy. So anything that you eat beyond the you get hungrier when you drink, right?
Oh yeah,
you get a lot hungrier when you drink. So all the calories you intake aren't getting burned because the acetate has to be burned off
first.
And it
always seems to be really bad things you crave.
Right, nachos.
Nobody craves, you know, broccoli. Oh, I want some apples.
Right.
When they're intoxicated. It is Jack in the Box, Taco Bell, Wendy's, In-N-Out.
Oh, so good.
And nachos.
And nachos.
Nachos are delicious. I haven't had nachos in a while.
Not about it. Yeah. Have them in Costa Rica.
Yes, we will.
So you stop burning fat and you want to eat more. On top of that, alcohol, the acetate, will also lower your testosterone in the bloodstream. Meaning that, I mean, testosterone is a great thing to have in your blood because it boosts muscle, helps burn fat, all
these things. It makes you a guy.
Makes you a man, right?
Yeah.
So there's all that. So it, I mean, can be disastrous on your metabolism.
I fully agree. And let's just break it down into a super logical concept. People that drink a lot usually have what's called this beer belly.
Right.
Do we want a beer belly? No. No. So would we drink a lot?
No.
No. Wow, it's amazing.
Right. So let's estimate some calories for the average person. So I'm going to bust out my calculator.
Let's just say it's 2.
Huh?
2,000.
No. I'm saying for a night of drinking.
Oh, a night of drinking. Okay.
Okay. So say you did what we tell you. You drink a protein shake before you go out. Lay a base layer after a really hard workout. So your metabolism is working.
Let's start at the very beginning of the day. So you wake up, you eat regularly. You're drinking at night. You know, people for the most part drink after, we'll say, 9 o'clock.
Let's say it's tonight, Friday night.
Friday night. You're going out tonight, 9 o'clock, you're meeting everybody out at the club. Great, have a blast. So you worked out this morning, good.
Right.
You've ate consistently through the day, every 3 hours, good. Right before you go out, if I was you and I was planning on having a very intoxicating night, I would have a protein drink and probably a Gatorade.
Gatorade and maybe some, I would water down the Gatorade.
Oh yeah, I'd probably do half the Gatorade with water.
Right, or Propel.
Something with electrolytes in it. That's going to give you a really solid base.
I would also, if you can, down some vitamin-laden vegetables. So you at least like are counteracting some things.
Yeah.
So, because alcohol also leaches a lot of the vitamins and nutrients out of your cells and etc. So, okay. So we're starting at zero.
Zero.
So you finished, you downed your protein drink, and you're heading out for the night.
Okay.
Let's say you're not meeting anyone for dinner, because you know that when you're sitting in a group, your calorie intake tends to match that of the group.
Yeah.
So if I'm hanging out with a bunch of guys eating pizza and beer, I'm going to eat a lot more than when I'm hanging out with a girl who's eating a salad. I'm going to match her calorie intake more. So they did a study. The guy who eats with like pizza and beer with a bunch of guys matches his calorie intake is increased by 67%.
That does not surprise me at all.
Yeah. So because then you're also getting pizza, nachos, hot dogs, blah, blah, blah. All right, so you have a beer. Let's just say
one beer. You're about 160.
160. So you're dancing, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Your friend comes over. Let's do a double shot of Patron.
Yay.
All right, so how much is that?
So now you're at 140.
So 160 plus 140.
You've already hit 300.
300 calories. So you're feeling a light buzz, blah, 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 whatever. Then someone buys you a drink.
Some guy buys you a drink or some girl.
Right. Whatever it happens to be.
Whatever.
Let's say it's a Long Island iced tea.
Okay, that one you're probably looking at 14 plus a... I'm doing the math in my head, so it's not really 14. It's
140
plus probably another
200.
I'd say another 100.
Okay.
So I'd probably make it 250.
250. Just guesstimating here. So now you're at 550.
Yeah.
And then say we started at 8. Right, so let's put it at, what, 10:30?
Yeah, that puts it at 10:30. I probably would have a drink more in the night.
Right.
And in that...
Probably, I mean, your choice...
I probably would keep drinking the drink I just had last, which normally is my...
Right.
Once I get stuck on one, I just stay with it.
Right.
So I'd have another Long Island at 250.
Right.
So now you're at, what,
800 calories. Right.
So we had a beer, two drinks, and a... and one shot.
Right.
That was double.
A double shot, right. That's 800 calories. And, I mean, that's a for a lot of people, that's a light night. This could be half the drinking
some people do. I know people that go and just do shots after shots after shots. That adds up. Or, you know, You do three drinks at $2.50 each. That's what, $7.50. $7.50.
Yeah.
That's three drinks at $7.50.
So, I mean, for women, that's what, like two-thirds your calorie intake? I mean, like, assuming you're a small, petite girl. I mean, for guys, that's nearing on half. Depending on how hard you work out, blah, blah, blah. I mean, and that's not even counting any of the, like, afterwards, you go get pizza. It's a 400 calories. You're 12.
Yeah.
You know, blah, blah, blah. So, we're not telling you anything surprising. We're just putting a number to it.
It's the visual of it.
Right. But let's say this. The less you drink, the more, in a time period, like over weeks, the less your tolerance is, right?
That is very true.
I went out the other night, I had two drinks, and I was like, if I drink any more, I won't be able to drive, which is usually two drinks, and used to be two drinks, and I'm fine, right? So if we do play that game instead, so pulling up a new calculator, we have three drinks. Let's say I have a gin and tonic.
Okay.
Which is what? 200?
If that.
Okay, let's
put it. If it's a real gin and tonic.
Okay, real gin and
tonic. You're looking at 100.
Okay. Well, isn't it double shot, typically?
Yeah.
All right. Give or take, so we'll put it at 150.
Yeah.
Just cut, split the difference. So say I do three of those. I mean, that puts us easily at only 450. Half the calorie intake.
Roughly half the calorie intake was at three.
Right.
It matters on what you drink.
It really does. So, one, go to a quality bar and, like, make sure that they use real things. I mean, because the high fructose corn syrup...
That adds to it.
And plus, it inhibits your fullness level. So it doesn't register that as a food, and so you don't feel as full. So that's bad for you. And it just piles, like, thing after thing after thing. So if you're planning... If you, say, have a birthday coming up on the 27th or something like that, that's the person who asked us says their birthday's on the 27th.
I was like,
I would personally.
I was like, my birth is your. I was like, your birthday's not on the 27th.
No, just what, the 23rd?
First.
Damn, I knew it was the 20-something of April, ladies and gentlemen. I was gonna
say
the
day after Hitler's.
Yeah, my brother's is the day after or the day before Elvis.
Oh, that's fascinating.
What I would recommend is if you're gonna go out, have a beer or something like that, so you can be social. And if anyone buys you a drink, whatever, but don't drink a lot. You know, like, let your tolerance kind of drop a little bit.
It is nice to have your tolerance drop.
Yeah.
I used to be Superman when it came to drinking. When I first started drinking.
Yeah, some reason.
I had the ability to, I could outdrink anybody and everybody. I didn't start drinking until I was 21. I could do 10 shots of anything. And I would walk around perfectly fine.
Right.
And I'm literally talking, like, I'm not trying to be a cool man on campus. Like, I was literally okay. I mean, I never did a breathalyzer or anything.
Right.
I'm sure
never
that
drove,
would show
right.
I never drove or anything. But I still would sit there and be like, I don't get this. Why do people like drinking? This is the biggest waste of my time.
Right.
I'm not drunk. And then finally, it started getting, my tolerance for it started to get lower and lower. And so now I have a pretty decent tolerance. I mean, I still can hold my own liquor.
Right.
But when I can tell the days that, or the weeks that it's been between them, I can catch up back. Like, if I do like a Friday, Saturday, and then Saturday night, Friday's always worse. Saturday, I can always, like, I man up a little bit more.
Right.
So,
right.
I regenerate my greatness in drinking. But.
Yeah. So that's one thing. We didn't really talk about the margaritas and all that, but those are
just as much as the
those are massively calories.
Yeah, those are just caloric as well because of all this sweet and sour,
right?
And the sugar that they put in it,
right? And plus,
and it's not a difference if you get it on the rocks or blended; it's still the same calories.
Really? I thought they put more in the blended.
Huh. Basically, all they do is they make the drink in the same thing and toss it in a blender.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. Tequila affects your body a lot differently than other alcohols because the way that tequila is made is a lot different with your distilled liquors like your vodkas, your scotches, your gins. That's made out of grains. It's fermented out of yeast, blah, blah, blah. Tequila is a bacterial process that makes the liquor. So I haven't read any research on this, but it, I mean, from personal experience and friends' experience, tequila affects your body a lot differently.
Oh yeah.
Then I mean,
and it seems like everybody has that tequila story,
right?
Where the, you know, it's that one item that people are like, oh yeah, I don't do tequila.
I try not to.
I don't do tequila.
My roommate, junior year in college, he doesn't do tequila. He's like, I make bad choices when I drink tequila. Okay, where do you go, Jay?
The alcohol that I always seem to, that seems to affect me the worst,
uh-huh,
is Jaeger.
Yeah.
Jaeger, for some reason, is the one alcohol that I cannot hold well.
I don't know. I think the only thing that affects me differently is the tequila. Beer is like water. Like, it used to be like water when I was playing rugby, because all we did was drink beer. And then hard liquor, not that bad, but the tequila does it in.
Yeah. So I think the main point that we're trying to grasp is, if you want to drink, first be safe. Let's just let that be known,
right,
first and foremost.
Get a DD, etc.
Get the DD. I mean, I don't think I've ever had a situation where I've not had a DD, or I've not known beforehand that I was going to be driving home, so I was always prepared for it.
Right.
And I just think it's pathetic when people don't. That's just my personal opinion. I think you're a loser.
Right. No, it's not even an opinion. It's
yeah,
a
I think
fact.
You're a giant loser. Then also, I have a better time buzzed than drunk. That's just my personal sense. So
Tyler's
I drink
also kind
to get
of a,
buzzed.
Tyler's also kind of a control freak.
I do. I like to be at least somewhat aware of what's going on around me.
Right. I don't like getting blackout drunk. That's
no,
just
I've
that's
never,
just not pleasant.
I've only thrown up once while intoxicated.
Me too.
And that was
that
just
was
a
hilarious.
Bad choice on. Well, it wasn't even a bad choice. Keon and I decided one day, we used to do this, and we haven't done it in a while, we'll probably do it after Costa Rica. We would go and rent a video game, and we would order a pizza, and we would just have alcohol, pizza, and video game night. Like, we would just sit there all night until we beat the game. Like, that was
right.
The strategy of the night. So we had a pizza, we got a bunch of alcohol, like, we just kind of we just took all the stuff that was in our cabinets, and we just started making mixed drinks. And
we
it was
made
just,
the Black Pearl.
The Black Pearl was, so it's, you know, it's
a Long Island.
It's triple sec, vodka, rum, different types of rum, and then it's like Chambord, and then Sprite. So I'm just drinking those, and I had three of them, and I felt fine. I mean, I felt good, but I felt fine. But I had been sitting down the whole night.
Right, we put all the alcohol
just,
in front of us.
Yeah, I didn't get up for literally like 4 hours. We were just playing that stupid time traveler game. Or whatever,
ordered
time
the pizza.
Splitter, ordered the pizza. It came to us. Like, it was the laziest night ever. I stood up. The room starts spinning. I get upstairs to my room. I remember laying in my bed and going, this isn't a good idea. I probably should get up. I get up, Keon's brushing his teeth. I don't even think I said a word to you.
No, you just come in and
I just
start
come
going.
In, I open the toilet up, throw up, look at him, go, see you in the morning, and I go straight back to bed.
Right. He was a good thrower-upper, though.
Yeah,
he didn't, like,
I was
leave
contained.
A mess. Yeah, it was good. I
yeah.
was pretty happy with it.
But that was my one throw-up.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, I like that story in the sense that I didn't do anything dumb that night.
Right.
It was purely you and I just were having a good time, and it caught up to me
right.
really, like,
dicking
in an
around.
Odd way. And it's not like I was being dumb. Like, that's kind of the thing. You know, so often it's like, oh, I was so drunk that I got, it was like, I really didn't think I was that drunk until all
right.
of a sudden I
until,
stood up and it
ta-da.
Hit me. Like,
right.
no other.
That's funny.
So that's probably one of my more favorite drinking stories.
Yeah.
That is appropriate.
Exactly. All the other ones.
We went to college. That's all you need to know.
Cool. Moving on.
Yeah. Hi, Mom.
Yep. Well, I think that should do it. I think we gave you guys some good information on the alcohol, the ability to make some good choices. If you're a member of our newsletter and a member of our Ning website, you have access to our Guide to the Holidays ebook, which has a lot of information about surviving parties. It's not just about the New Year's, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all that. A lot of the information is transferable. So if you want to join our newsletter, go to truefitnessacademy.com and sign up there.
Touche.
Touche. All right, Tyler, you want to take us out?
Pillow.
Pillow. All right, excellent. Well,
it was all things that are in this room.
Oh.
I don't know. There was something that was a 7 the very first day. I think it was like our mail. I saw a 7.
Oh.
And then it was all things that were in this room.
Well, that's honey is technically in the kitchen.
Technically, it's all in my eyesight, as I said.
Okay, so not
it
in the room.
It was I Spy, Tyler edition.
Okay, got it. That makes sense. Well, go make good choices. Don't do anything we wouldn't do.
So that leaves you open to nothing.
Yeah, we don't do. We stay at home and read our Bibles all day. Yep. Cool. Well, you guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Peace. I'm a man with his pickup girl. Why my priest and his pillow? Why my name he don't want to know?